Good evening, this is Pooja from Radio Auroville. I am with Aurelio of Swaram and we are today at the opening of a special building. Hi Aurelio, how are you?
Good evening. We've been running with sound since 6 o'clock in the morning. Actually, the last days we've worked 20 hours or something for the last days just to get it all together. The building which you see here is the first building on the Auroville Outer Ring Road, exactly in the northwest corner direction from Matra Mandir. And it's basically replacing that building which we had lost 3 years ago in a fire, a catastrophe. It will be our office, exhibition space, storeroom, shipping place, classroom, design, research space, basically.
This sounds really exciting. You know, you've been at this for so many years. Have you noticed a change in when you started and now, and especially with your instruments being so unique?
Yeah, actually, I hope that with bringing in that new level of the building, we want to also, it's a very important step in our community enterprise. We've been working 8 years, and I think now some of the years-long research is really getting ready and ripe to share it with the wider context, hopefully also global. I'm working on something what we call Swaram New Waves. Those are instruments maybe specifically geared for use in sound healing and music therapy, and they will carry specific tunings according to the Indian Shruti system and being based on a different pitch than the normal standard Western classical concert pitch.
Wow, that's really amazing. It's very interesting. And today, while you were, you know, with the opening and all, what all activities have happened today? What has been special? What has been the participation like? And what has been your own, experience with this?
Well, the whole event we called Sounding the Ring. Some people said actually we should call it Ringing the Sound.
Okay.
there was this aspiration there, as it is the first thing building on this circumference of the original galaxy plane of Auroville, and the building in itself just represents one single degree of 360, and the idea was of invoking that original plane of Auroville to manifest, you know, because many of my generation, when we came to Auroville, we were so inspired by that image and symbol of the galaxy plane. Even now I had been in Europe and to many friends and colleagues in academic and artistic circles when I spoke about it. When they hear Auroville, immediately they click with the name of the galaxy and the image. Oh, we saw it, we saw that, we know about that image. And so actually many of the people who are living here, and after 40 years we are not sure anymore, will it manifest, will it happen, what are the next steps to it. So while actually in the final stages of the building, so many somehow quite magic, miraculous things happened that we felt, hey, there's something working from behind the scenes. And this is what we wanted to communicate with today's event. And so we had basically, we said we'll do this sound on the ring for 12 hours, a soundscape. We started at 6 o'clock in the morning, and one of the young civil servants, Florian from Germany, he prepared basically excerpts of music from all over the world. World music, classical music, Indian music, sacred music, Black American music, whatever. And in between we had live acts. We played with the bells, we had this opening. I was really happy in the morning because many people, quite some of the early Auroviliens came and wanted to be part of it, and that's the success of the day. Also, we established this under the Bodhi tree, which we have, which is the center basically of our whole place. We established this Saraswati icon, and I was extremely happy that our staff, our team, we had tried for a few years, we had classes in music, and today they sang for the first time, they sang some slokas and invocations, and they were really together, so we really feel like that something is actually tuning us.
The gods are listening. Yeah. It's amazing. I guess the people mostly from Auroville who come here, and are there people also from abroad, students from abroad who come to study here? How do they know about you? Is it through the website? Is there anything you want to say to people out there? This will be broadcast on the Auroville Radio website.
Yeah, actually, one part of having that building ready and with this upstairs terrace and open creative space is because we have, during the season, we have young people, artists, visionary travelers, pilgrims from all over the world. And many of them who are working with music and sound, they naturally come to our place, who visit Auroville and they hear about sound and their musicians, they come our side. And I have this perception since a few years that there's this search for a new vibration, mm-hmm. or a new atmosphere, or that instruments, many of those instruments, there's a young French musician here with the Hang, and those instruments, they're more like instruments where you can get in touch with the mm-hmm. vibrational nature of our existence. Mm-hmm. And so the space is basically here, the upstairs terrace, that people... those kind of people can come together, they can communicate, we can exchange, they can give workshops, they can give classes, they learn. We have singing teachers from Bondi, music teachers, we have a wide network of local teachers. So basically, we see ourselves as a hub in that field of new world music. And yeah, we have a fairly good network within... here and India. We have lots of visitors coming from Bangalore, from Chennai, and musicians. And that's why we call it Sound Station. When some people were teasing us and they said, hey, it looks almost like a bus station. And I said, it's exactly something like this, but it's not. We're not waiting for traffic. We're waiting for connections and good vibrations.
Great. That's amazing. Your website is...
www.swaram.org, where you can find that. It's just a transitional website. We're working now with a new young team, with volunteers from abroad, on our new website, actually, marking that new step. On that website, there's a catalog, and you see also the origin of Swaram. It's called Swaram Roots. But we're working, we hope that within the next 4 or 5 months, we have the new website out where we already will launch the Swaram New Waves.
What is your vision for the next 5 years, if I may say?
You know what, actually now, just today, 24th, it's like a Christmas present for all of us and for Auroville, and in one way also for the mother who gave us this amazing dream. So this is fulfilling a vision of the last 5 years. Now, if I look ahead and if I said what we said yesterday evening, 12 o'clock, we're still here cleaning and preparing everything to our team. I said, listen, if we manage in the next 5 years to bring up the workshops on the same level than what we have with this new designed building and our craft and the quality of our instruments and some really new exceptional instruments, this is the way to go. That's our aim for the next 5 years.
That's amazing. All the best to you, Oriolo, and I'm enjoying the music here. Thank you for your time. Thanks. This is Pooja from Radio Auroville.